This morning on my radio program, I hope you heard my visit with Colorado County Judge Ty Prousey. We'll let you hear a little bit of that interview here in just a moment, but we first need to report that there have been four more cases or positive tests of coronavirus in Colorado County. So with the two previous, that now brings to a total of six. All those who tested positive are quarantined in their home and are being monitored. We remind you the best places on Facebook to get updates for Colorado County with reference to COVID-19 is the Colorado County Joint COVID-19 Bulletin Board, the Colorado County Emergency Management page. You can also get the same information on Colorado County EMS Facebook page. All right, now some of the interview from earlier today with Colorado County Judge Ty Prousey. I asked him his thoughts on how much longer.
Are we 3-4 weeks away of seeing some improvement?
I rely on what I hear President Trump say almost daily, what I hear Governor Abbott say. The current order of the governor extends to April 30th, and that's what we're following in our county. And we ask everyone to follow it as well. We want it to be, you know, everyone's individual decision. We don't want law enforcement to have to tell people what to do. So we want just our folks to continue what the great majority of them have been doing and making the tremendous sacrifices they are in this fight. And it's our fight collectively. We're all in this together.
All in this together.
Again, our prayers go out for first our neighbors and friends, as we said, battling it right now. But the folks on the front lines that are on my mind constantly, our great nurses, our wonderful doctors, about 54 members of our super EMS team that Michael Furr leads, and our dedicated law enforcement officers, because these folks are putting themselves in the heat of battle and at risk of catching this virus every single day, every hour almost.
Right.
And so we can't thank them enough.
We got to think about trying to get our country back in business, the economy. We can't afford for this to go on much longer, really.
No, sir. And that's
the way I see it.
In my thoughts, you know, as I said, we, for 2 or 3 weeks, we buckle down and we try to kill it. We know that it will die in a couple of weeks if the chains are not carried on.
Yeah.
So there's a light at the end of that tunnel, and you have a remedy. It's not like other terminal diseases, like sometimes cancer and others, that we can't fix. We know what will fix this. It will die. So, you know, now is the time to do what we need to do so we can get back to business and get back to a normal state of life.
Yep. Distance yourself, sanitize, and try to keep a good frame of mind and hang in there. Don't let it get to you.
We just got to be mentally strong enough to overcome it and get past it and then get on back to work.
I've been real lucky. I've been able to come to work every day. No change in my schedule, so we can obviously cover it, but also just kind of keep this radio station rolling. The door's open over here.
Yes, sir. So, and we thank God for that as well. As far as the county, I heard you mention the annex and other public offices. Late Friday afternoon, we made the decision to put notices up that we'd like people to call and make, you know, appointments or just tell us what they need. And everybody's still at work, but we've had such an overflow of the last week or two of people coming from other counties, even because we were still open. Other counties around us had done the same and closed up. We tried to hold out as long as we could while we didn't have cases.
Mm-hmm.
But for the sake of our people in the county and our employees, et cetera, the county offices are still open, but doors are locked, and there's a note with a number to call that you can call for service. We will accommodate you. Court is still going on. You know, I'm still doing 2, 3, 4, 5 probate hearings a week and guardianships and juvenile hearings and criminal matters. It's just the only thing we're not doing right now really is large criminal and civil jury trials where we got to bring 70 or 80 people in at one time.
All right. Well, Ty, I always appreciate you getting us up to date and being on the program, and we'll talk again before too long. And we'll continue to check the Colorado County Joint COVID-19 Bulletin Board, the county's website, and also I'm sure Chuck Rogers will have it on his Facebook page and Colorado County EMS. Everybody be sure and check their Facebook page. You guys all, y'all put all those reports on those pages, so we appreciate that for the
yes,
folks.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
On social media. All right. Have a good day. Talk to you, man.
Thanks. All right. Sir. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
Colorado County Judge Ty Prousey getting on the program and getting us up to date. COVID-19 coverage continues.